You noted the other day that the Rambam begins his halachas of Talmud Torah, his description of the obligation to learn Torah with the actual obligation to teach Torah, that one who has a child is obligated to teach the child, and not only that, you're obligated to teach someone else's child, and you're obligated, if you know anything, to teach somebody else, the obligation is upon somebody to actually teach someone. Rambam continues, says, V'chayiv liskor melamed livno lulamdo. Let's say I don't know how to teach my son Torah. So says the Rambam, that's not a problem, so all you have to do is hire somebody else to do it. The obligation is from a parent to make sure that their child learns Torah. You can either do that for yourself by teaching it, or if you're not capable of doing that yourself, then your obligation is to hire somebody to do so, which is why, by the way, one is not allowed to use Meister money to pay their tuition at school, because really a parent is obligated by halacha to teach their own child Torah or to hire somebody. So it's not a mitzvah that you can use Meister because it's an obligation incumbent upon every parent to teach their child Torah. However, my friend's child, which I also have an obligation to teach, but that I'm not required to do. I'm not required to hire somebody to do that. If I can do it myself, then I can do so. But I'm only required to hire somebody for my own child. And then the Rambam writes, so if my obligation is really on the parent to teach a child, well, then no one should ever have to learn themselves because they should have been taught by their parents. However, as soon as a person realizes that his father has not taught him sufficiently, so then he has the obligation to learn himself. So whatever you've gotten from one's parents or from one's schooling, when one recognizes that there's more to learn, so then the obligation switches from the parent to the individual themselves to continue their learning. And if Rambam quotes the possibility, you will teach them, you will learn them, and then you will observe them. And the Rambam takes the opportunity to point out that's always the order that the Torah puts things. First you learn, and then you do. Because only out of learning, halimud maybe lide maitza, from learning you'll come to do, and therefore the obligation is to teach one's child, and then when one grows up oneself, one has to learn himself, and then through that one will come to fulfill all of the mitzvahs of the Torah.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.